Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time now for our daily tech and business report. And today we're joined by Bloomberg News reporter Kurt Wagner. So Twitter's expanding its program that has users help fact check tweets. Tell us about Birdwatch.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a unique situation there. So they ask regular users to essentially write notes that are then attached to a tweet. And those notes kind of, you know, stick to the tweet and travel with the tweet when someone reposts it or shares it. And the idea is that, you know, a lot of things might not technically violate Twitter's rules, but they might still need more context, right? And so they're going to ask kind of the community of people who use Twitter to add that extra context.
I mean, right now, how much fact-checking does Twitter do on its own internally?
Yeah, not a ton, not nearly as much as a service like Facebook. What they do is they have a few select categories that they fact check tweets in. So one was, COVID related misinformation was something they tried to crack down on. Another was election related misinformation. But they really only fact check stuff if it's coming from an account with a really big reach, which is why we saw them, you know, for example, fact checking President Trump a few years ago. But a lot of stuff from, you know, smaller accounts, it just doesn't get the attention that it might on another platform, because Twitter just doesn't have as robust of a fact-checking system as some other companies do.
Well, so I guess the next question is, why don't they? And then part two, why let users do this instead of more in-house moderators? Couldn't this just become the Wild West?
Yeah, it could, and it very well might. But, you know, I think why don't they do more? The simple answer is cost, right? I mean, this is not only expensive thing to have people kind of fact checking every post, but it's also a thorny thing, right? Like, these companies have consistently said that they don't want to be doing this. Like, they'll do it in kind of extreme situations, right? You know, COVID was a national health emergency, so they said, okay, we're going to fact check stuff there. But they don't want to get in the business of just fact checking everything that someone posts. And so for them, it's easier to pick and choose, you know, specific things they categories that they want to focus on instead of doing everything.
All right. Do you know how Twitter will handle disputes if someone disagrees with the label that's attached to one of their tweets?
Yeah. So it's a little more nuanced than how I've described it thus far. And the only reason I haven't gone into more detail is it's quite confusing, right? But essentially, you know, if you're able to leave a note on a tweet, other people can vote it up or down, right? So there's a little bit of a community aspect there. If you, for example, you know, claim that something is false and everyone knows that you're not being truthful, they could just vote your comment down and Twitter wouldn't actually listen to it or use it. But there's a whole rating system that happens sort of behind the scenes, so that people who are continuously giving good notes or helpful notes are going to kind of have their work seen more often. So that's, you know, a little bit of a secret sauce, if you will. But they're hoping that technology will kind of weed out some of these people who might try and abuse this.
Well, I guess we will see how that works out. Thank you so much, Bloomberg News reporter Kurt Wagner.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.